Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the radio show with Cindy Sharp.
Cindy Sharp.
You know the girl. She's all heart.
So full of heart.
She got your back.
Yeah.
Helping you to let go of the lack.
Let go of that lack.
Yeah. That's what sharpening your spirit radio is for. Okay, sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, show yourself and heal others starting today. It's your home. Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, accept yourself and heal others starting today.
Okay.
Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, accept yourself and heal others starting today. Loving you is all you have to do. Major changes coming about, no worries to think about. Just stand up and shout, be ready for the new you to show. If you follow your heart, it will lead you to what you need to know. Nothing to worry about, nothing to do. Just breathe in all the love, be open to your range. Be the who, be the change. Heal the world, let the inner healer out. Today is the day to stand, stand up and shout. Heal the world and let the inner healer
out.
Today is the day.
Well, welcome to the Sharpening Your Spirit radio show. This is your host and your coach, Cindy Sharp. And you know what this is. It's 15 minutes to thrive to keep your business alive. And today we have a great topic. I want to share some very quick things before we get to that. But our topic today is Earth Healing. It's your job. So we're going to talk about the calling. We're going to talk about what it is to be called and if we are heeding that call fully. But before we get to that, I have an immensely fantastic new show coming up called The Messengers, and it will be starting this Saturday. If you listen to this show on a regular basis, you know that it was supposed to start last Saturday, and I unfortunately was very ill and could not do it. So this Saturday, we will be having a healer on that is going to discuss a few things. She's going to discuss how she does her healing modality so you can learn from that. She's also going to discuss a little bit about her business so you can get some ideas around that. And then as well, she will be a immensely great spiritual lift for us in our show, and I'm really looking forward to interviewing her. Her name is Josette Diaz, and she is out of the San Diego area. She is not only a Reiki master, but she is a spiritual counselor that helps people all over to heal themselves, heal their heart, and eventually heal the earth and heal the world, which gets us to our show today. Okay, guys, so here's the scoop. Man, this isn't always easy. So I really want to take a little bit of a time here to kind of take a deep breath and say, hey, you really got to be here with me in this show, being that we are not moving through. It's something that is happening that people are getting stuck. So if you could possibly just take a very clear look at this today, take a few deep breaths before we get together on this subject. And the subject is healing earth. It's your job. And what that means is that there's all these people that are being called. And there's these things and these blocks that are coming up where for some reason or another, you're not stepping through. You're not moving through that veil and moving to that other side and saying, yes, 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 I'm being called and I'm ready. And I know, and you know, in this human experience that there are all sorts of things. This human experience, I'm sorry, I had a little bit of a blurb come up in the background. I just wanted to fix that. There are all sorts of things that come up in this human experience that pull us away from, you know, our spiritual roots. So what we want to talk about is, are you being called? Is there some kind of a calling that you're getting to do something different, to do something bigger, to do some type of healing? Because here's the deal. If you are being called, it's your job to heed that call. It is not taken, should not be taken lightly when the universe calls your number up. Are you being called up? So here's some things that possibly could be getting in your way. And let's talk through these things in a way, leave the building so you can move forward in your spiritual business, because that's what we do here at Sharpen Your Spirit Radio, is that we help spiritual healers heal themselves and heal their business so they can create raving, loving fans, or like what I call groupies, and, you know, those immensely beautiful beings that want to and need to have your healing so you can be part of this earth healing that is currently going on. So first off, you know, you'll know that this struggle and challenge is coming up for you, this non-moving forward, if you're in a place in your life where there's lots of procrastination, lots of self-sabotage. So first it pulls up as procrastination. You'll see yourself kind of, I'm going to put that off, oh, I'll do it next week, oh, I'll do it next month, or, you know, I'm not sure if I can do it. That's that self-sabotage piece. I don't know if I feel good enough about myself to be able to do it. Getting in that energy, which is a lower energy. And as soon as that comes up, hey, as soon as that comes up, it's okay to go, whoop, stop, stop. I am ready to move to a higher energy, because that's the little tap, tap, tap that you're getting in this human experience. It's kind of just pulling you down and kind of connecting you to a lower energy. And it's the very first little nudge that you need to connect yourself higher, that you need to go within, that you need to do whatever it is, your little rituals that you do, and we'll talk about those in just a minute. Another thing that happens a lot during this time, if you're really not paying attention, so you're getting the call, but you're really going into the self-sabotage of not believing in yourself, or you're procrastinating, which both of these things are the same exact thing. They completely mirror each other. But then the next stage that happens is you'll start getting some symptoms or signals. I call them symptoms because as a human, a spiritual being in this human experience, they come up as symptoms, but they can also be, you could also call them a signal. And that is where things start coming up that it's like, you know, I'm not in the right place. This doesn't feel right. I'm having some pain in my body. I'm feeling this lower energy. I just don't feel it today. It's these symptoms coming up that are saying, I'm not in the right place, because you're being pushed, you're being pulled, you're energetically being asked, move up, take on this beautiful gift that you have been given, but you completely deny yourself the love of that gift because you have decided to self-sabotage and to procrastinate. And then the next level that it gets to is that you start getting these signals and these symptoms. So you move from one place to the next place. And now you're like, I don't know where to go. I don't know what to do. And this is just your calling. This is where you're being called for your own self-healing. You must heal yourself. You must know that this calling is a love drop of energy that has been bestowed on you in a big, beautiful way. that will help you move through these struggles when you accept the calling and you immediately feel the urge, whether that is self-sabotage, procrastination, or it's even moved up higher to these symptoms and these signals that you're getting. This is where you really go, okay, open up my heart. I have to do some healing here, and I have to move myself forward. And it's an in-the-moment thing. It's not where we allow the procrastination and the self-doubt to go on for weeks and days and months. It's in the moment, aha, I got it. This is part of the call. This is part of the call. This is part of my gift in healing the earth. For me to be able to step into the bigness and the huge love of this gift and the greatness of this gift, these are things I have to acknowledge in myself. These are things that I have to heal in myself. Do you hear that? It's the difference in I am a human in this spiritual experience, and I'm just attached to the human energy, or I'm shifting myself to that love, flow, spiritual light worker energy. And as a light worker, as a spiritual healer, a spiritual coach, whatever it is that your name of it, what your gift is, if you are in a medium, it whatever it is, as that, these things will come up. And when they come up and you can sit in the knowledge of who you are, that this is just part of the calling and you do not allow it to get in your way. And so what I'm going to do, a few little suggestions before we start today, and that is, you know, one thing that happens with us healers, because I'm, you know, right in the same boat with you guys, I am certainly no different. I just have a little different way maybe of sharing what I do, but we're healing the world. That is my goal. And that is that, you know, we're very sensitive. We're very sensitive to the energy of others. We're very sensitive beings. We're also, you know, we pick up different things when we go here and there. And a lot of times what happens when we do that is that we forget that we need something a little bit different. We need a little bit more love and self-love than others. And I'm not saying that we're different. I'm just saying that as a whole, we need to give ourselves our own energy medicine. And so here's what I've found has really worked for me, and that is to look at my life in a more ritualistic way. And what that means is that I now implement into my day different rituals that keep me on my path. And what that does is it keeps me connected, it keeps me grounded, and it keeps me healed through what my rituals are that I do daily. I do them first thing in the morning, and every time I start to feel like I'm getting off, I go back to the connection. I call it a ritual. You could call it meditation. You could call it some kind of other healing. You could do some writing work. You could go out and jog around the block. I mean, it doesn't matter what that ritual is for you. I have found what works for me, and I do it every morning, and I do it every time this comes up. And let me tell you what, procrastination comes up for me. Self-sabotage comes up for me. The symptoms and the signals of, hey, girl, you're just not paying attention, that comes up for me. And when I talk to my clients, it comes up for them too. So that's how I knew this was an important thing to talk about today, and I knew that it was something that we needed to heed and hear. So, earth healing is your job. Are you ready to heed the call Are you ready to open yourself up to the love that is given to you as a light worker or energy medicine wellness professional here on this earth? If so, take a look at the rituals that you have in your life. Take a look at if any of these things are coming up for you, and know that it's part of the process of healing self before you can heal the earth, and just start doing what works for you. Ground yourself, meditate, heal, self-love, and unconditional love for others in the energy of the struggle, and we forget. But you have a love drop, and your love drop is here to do some earth healing. So heed the call. That's our show for today. I'm sending you love. I'm sending you light. And I'm saying thank you for showing up. Love, light, and as you know, a big kiss. Look me up at sharpeningyourspirit.com. And I'd love to chat with you in person if you need some more one-on-one help. Thank you, and love to you today.